We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Chad, thank you. Rolling along 1048, that means it's time for OTD on this day in sports history. It's brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters, tools that work at Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. It happened on this day in sports history. It is June 21st, and without further ado, in 1904, Jacob the Boston Herald reported about a trade sending Patsy Doherty to the Yankees, well, actually to the New York Islanders, but used the term for the first time, Yankees, in 1904, identified the New York franchise by the nickname Yankees. It was the first known reference of the New York Islanders as the Yankees, a name that they would not officially adapt until 1913, so some 9 years later, but in print. The Boston Herald on the trade of Patsy Doherty, which, by the way, was another fleecing of the Boston Red Sox by the New York Yankees. Good God, as if there weren't enough. But that happened in 1904 on this day. 1939, a little more somber time. Lou Gehrig retires after doctors reveal that he has ALS, a disease now largely known by his name simply as Lou Gehrig's disease. That happened on this day in 1939. 1946, Bill Veeck bought the Cleveland Indians for $2.2 million. Bill Veeck, known as a lot of things, great showman. He gave us Disco Night, all kinds of things. We love him for it.
So the 60s, $2.2 million? Is that what it was?
No, 1946.
1946.
Do you know what the Indians are worth now? This is why I even mentioned it today. $1.2 billion.
Good
investment. Want to talk about appreciation? Bought that franchise in 1946 for $2.2 million. Now it's worth $1.2 billion. Perfectos are rare enough. It's always worth mentioning it. Jim Bunning. Eventually, great senator from the state of Kentucky, honorable senator, I guess, from the state of Kentucky. In 1964, threw a perfect game for the Phillies, 6-0 over the Mets. 1971, the Hawk, Ken Harrelson, retires from baseball with the idea of trying to make a go on the professional golf tour, PGA. It didn't work out so well. Went back to the game as a longtime announcer for the White Sox, where he coined the phrase, "You can put it on the board, yes."
I didn't know he tried to play golf.
Yes, absolutely. He had the Bonanza belt slacks and the big old, you know, big old white belt and, you know, bell bottoms. Got out there and played. Very good player, but we always talk about it. Big difference between being a really, really good player and a PGA player. And finally, 1985. Heisman Trophy winner Bo Jackson signs a three-year deal with Kansas City, ends up spending 4 years and change with the Royals, over which he hits 141 career home runs, a pedestrian 250 batting average, stole 82 bases during that time. But the Herculean throws from right field in the corner, a ball doesn't even hit the ground. The play in the All-Star game, running up the fence and coming back down with a ball. Bo knows the whole Nike, thing that they put together, the whole series of Nike commercials, and of course, his play with the Oakland Raiders, LA. What were they, Oakland or LA at the time? Well, we can't remember, but with the Raiders. Do we remember Bo Jackson in more exalted terms and heroic terms than really he even produced as a player? You know, he was never a 1,000-yard rusher in the NFL.
Yeah, we probably do. We probably, yeah. Because of the two-sport and the absolute superhero he looked like and sometimes acted like. Yeah, I think so. But
he's
a great character in sports history.
Just love me some Bo Jackson. 2,782 career yards in the NFL, 16 touchdowns. Did average 5 yards a carry over the better part of 4 full seasons with the Raiders from 87 to 90. And, of course, we remember most famously the collision between he and Brian Bosworth on that, Monday night game in the Kingdom in Seattle. Oh, those were the days. But really, primetime was probably a more valuable two-way player, wasn't he, Jacob?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're talking about one of the best defensive backs in the history of the league and a pretty good baseball player.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we remember Bo Jackson because of the moments, the great moments.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.